everybody, and welcome to the J8 Show. We have a very special guest with us today. Redfoot, thank you for joining us, my
guy. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This is an honor, dude. I'm so excited. I'm a little nervous, but we smoked beforehand, so 420 cheers, it like loosens us up.
Indeed, we did.
Yeah. Man, I'm so glad. Thank you for taking time out of your day to come do this. It means a lot to us, and I'm super excited. We got a ton of questions for you. So I guess we'll start with the first question. What interested you in DJing? Like, what got you started?
Yeah, great question. I think it was something when I came to Moab in 2018, and I went to my first rave there, and that's when I saw my first DJ live, and I didn't like really know what a DJ did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I thought he was like making the music up there, you know? So I looked into it more, and it just became more intriguing and more intriguing. 2020 rolled around, quarantine, and I finally had the opportunity to learn how to DJ. So I taught myself how to DJ, and now here we are. Yeah. So I guess, like, you know, I owe it to moving to Moab and going and just being introduced into that community.
The rave scene?
Yeah, the rave scene.
The rave scene is so wild, man.
Yeah.
It's like, so, well, I guess let's explain how we met. So what was the event called?
It was that corporate event where...
It was a charity thing.
It was for St. Patty's Day.
The craziest shit. This is the craziest thing. Fate is the weirdest thing, dude. Nothing happens without reason. He and I were like sitting.
I was just coming back.
Yeah,
with
we
a beer
were coming back
you.
From Lake Effect. We were trying to go to Lake Effect to meet up with one of your friends.
Yeah.
And we were on the street, like walking back to the car, and this dude and his girlfriend were in the street. She was drunk as hell, and he's like, "Hey, do you want to go to a party? You should go check this place out." And I was like, "Oh, let's go." If that hadn't happened, we would have never met you.
Yeah, the Sophista Pirates part.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sophista Pirates, so.
Yeah.
If that interaction had never happened.
Did you help organize that?
No. amazing camp, though, and an amazing crew. They're awesome. Yeah. Love Sophista Pirates. Shout out Sophista Pirates.
Shout out. That was such a crazy event.
So good.
So we go to this event, and it, like, we couldn't really tell from the front of the building. It was just kind of like vague. And we went inside, and it's this whole rave. Everybody's dressed as pirates. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on, dude? I was so excited because I was in my DJ, like my outfit. So I was like, I fit right in.
Yeah.
And we were both pretty stoned. Like,
we were like fucked up.
And I think you went to get drinks, right?
Because it was taking a little bit long. But I was just coming back. I came around the corner. I was looking for him. I'm like, where the fuck is he? I saw you two, but I didn't realize it was him because I was like, oh, who would just randomly walk up to him?
This motherfucker beelines it. So I'm sitting on the swings they have there. And he sits next to me. He's like, hi, I'm Redfoot. And I'm like, oh, what's up, DJ Gearbull? You know, just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah. I enjoy doing that. I enjoy getting out there and just meeting people.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, and then since you did that, that's all I've been doing. Like,
yeah. Why not?
Why not? You never know who you're going to meet, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of really cool people out there with interesting stories. And, you know, it's just like we're surrounded by so much creativity and talent.
Yes.
It's like, why would you not want to talk to everyone? Like,
exactly.
Come on.
So, all right. So... was there or has there been a time when you wanted to give up? As far as like DJing and stuff, were you
no way.
Never?
No way, man. No.
Good.
I'm
good, dude.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
In past life experience, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. But no. No, man. I'm totally here for this.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All in. Do you remember your worst set?
My worst set, I mean...
these guys are laughing over here. They're like, yeah, we remember, motherfucker.
What I would think's the worst set, or what...
Like, did accidents happen? Like, did something, like, malfunction?
Well, accidents happen all the time.
Yeah.
You know? We mess up all the time, you know? DJs are human.
Yeah.
It happens. You know, even the most professional DJs mess up. Let me see. I think... You know, and every DJ has experienced an empty dance floor. Everyone has. My worst set, I don't know. I mean, I've probably had some.
I remember we were doing Club Triangles, and we barely got set up just before we were supposed to start the event. And I'm like, this is not going to go well. We're trying to get audio set up so it would stream to the people, because we do a lot of events in VR as well.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah, so the virtual scene is crazy right now. Like, there's so many clubs, you can't even imagine how many clubs there are. But so we're trying to stream
virtual clubs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa.
Thousands of virtual clubs.
Interesting.
It's a whole nother universe. And that's where I got my start, was in the VR scene. Because I've been playing VR, VR chat is the game, but I've been playing that since 2016, in the early days. It was just desktop. You had to, like, your Minecraft, essentially, you know. Yeah. But now, like, in 2018, I got a headset, and, like, the headset changed the game, because it was, like, you're in it. You're in it, you know? You're in it. Yeah. Like,
that's sick. I've never really done that much.
Yeah. The VR scene is...
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Absolutely insane.
I didn't know that
about you. That's where I got my start. I started with this little guy right here.
Yeah.
The SB3. And, you know, it's... Oh, man, it's so crazy to, like... Because I'm running the FLX6 right now, which I can do so much. It's crazy. But just, you know, simple beginnings, dude.
Totally.
Did you start on something like this?
It's very similar. DDJ 400.
Oh, the 400's great. Yeah. It's such a great controller.
Yeah.
That's the series right after this, I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
I think they had the 200, the SV3, and then the 400 came out.
I have a 200 now, too. That's what I use to
do
DJ courses sometimes. Okay. And that's what I use to teach my students.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay. How important is networking? We kind of touched
so
on this.
Important. So important, man. I mean, it's very cliche, but it's not about what you know. It's who you know.
Yeah, 100%. No. 100%. I agree. Like, so I've been going to Sky Salt Lake City quite a bit, getting to know everybody, and it's so fun because they have free events. I don't drink, so I just go there to socialize and chat with everybody. And if someone's smoking, I'll have a little smoke.
Yeah, shout out Sandori.
Hey, shout out.
Headlining tonight. Headlining. Sky.
Let's go.
Free event.
Free event.
My man.
That's crazy. All right, so are there any unwritten rules amongst DJs? One I can think of personally is, like, if you hear somebody playing a certain part of your set that you know, like, that's going to be a song in your set, I usually try and avoid that song in my set. If I'm after somebody that's playing a song that I hear.
Sure.
You had to wait. I remember you had to wipe out a whole bunch of your set for that 80s throwback.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Slim pickings.
Yeah. So that's a good example of what I'm talking about.
That's
so
a good example,
We had a themed event. It was 80s throwback night. I chose to do hair metal, where a lot of people were doing like synthwave and stuff, you know, a lot of the 80s. So I was like, I'm gonna go hair metal because I love hair metal. And so but there's a lot of like Bon Jovi, you know, was played quite a bit that night, and I was like, I want to avoid using those songs. But are there any unwritten rules that you can think of, like,
oh man, I don't know, what do you think? No, I don't think so. Don't use sync.
Yes. Yes. That's huge.
Man.
No, that's
if sync makes you happy, go for it.
Like, I'll use sync. So if there's a song that's 123 and this song over here is 128 BPMs, I'll use sync to bring that up and then turn it off immediately so they're ready to go. But I don't have it active. I'll just set the BPM.
My man, cheers.
But cheers, you, dude. Thank you for doing this. This is so much fun.
Totally, yeah. Cheers.
Man. Oh, man. Okay.
Fuck it.
I'm trying to, like...
Wow. Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn, dude. Nice. What am I, chopped liver?
No.
Not at all.
I'm just stone. And you're just over there, out of my peripherals. So, shush. Okay. What do you like more, DJing live or being in the studio?
DJing live.
Yes, sir. 100%, man. What? Now, why? Why?
Oh, that's pretty much, like, the only time I DJ. I don't really... I mean, I have a CDJ set up in my studio, but I don't... No, I shouldn't more, but I think most, and I play a lot of shows too, you know, so most of my practice is at shows, you know? I like to try a lot of new things live, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's so fun. Yeah, no, playing live is insane. It's just...
Yeah.
It's, you know, the controller isn't just a controller. To me, it's an instrument. I see it as an instrument. 100%. I don't know if you do, but 100%. I see it as an instrument, because... It's like water. You're moving water with these controls. Totally. You know, it's just the music flows through you, what you create.
The maestro.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
It's totally an instrument. I've never, you know, I'm only been like producing music just seriously for not even 2 years.
Yeah.
But I've never known how to play an instrument, never learned, never had the opportunity. Mm. So yeah, I do see this as an instrument.
Yeah, you know, it 100%. Is 100%. And you're learning, like, you can learn to do so many things. Like right now I'm working with loops. Like I'm trying to figure out loops and how I want to work my loops. Cause, I use the FLX6 has a jog cutter mode. So I can scratch really easy with the jog cutter, but I'm trying to figure out how to loop and fade into next tracks. And there's so many
keep
things.
Keep all going. Just,
just experiment with it.
Yeah. Push buttons, turns knobs.
All right, in an industry dominated by men, should more women venture in?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so elaborate.
I think we're kind of changing the game with that in Moab.
Yeah.
Especially. There's also so many talented female DJs here in Salt Lake that are just cruising, you know? But, yeah, we have a lot of female friends back home in Moab who are getting into it, and they're really good.
That's awesome.
They were really good. So we always feature female DJs at our events.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's really cool. Like Ty Lau, one of my favorites. Have you heard the sequel? You've probably heard.
Sequel. Oh, yeah.
Tita Lau. Ready for the sequel.
Yes.
Tita Lau? I don't know.
It's James Hype girl.
Yeah, James Hype.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. She's taking off like crazy.
She's got some good stuff.
This is the whole, I don't know. And right now here in Salt Lake, and I don't know if you've seen this, but it is blowing up here. It's blowing up here. Like the scene is so huge right now.
There's a hard comeback happening since 2020 times.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's feeling really good. The energy feels nice.
It's crazy. It's so like everybody's ready.
It's high. It's very high.
I think, I don't know, like going to rave events. The first one I went to was DOS, the one they have here. And man, it was such a huge event. 3 days long, you know, like, and I'd never been to anything like this. And I'm like 18, like, what is this? And then
it's crazy, right?
Like, it's insane. People, like, you just realize people are good people. Yeah. We're here as community. Like, it's a community of just good people.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants to hurt anybody, and just everybody's having a good time.
Most we just want to dance.
We just want to dance and enjoy
life. We just
want
to dance and hug each other.
So, he approached me, like, what, was it, like, 2 months ago? 3 months ago about moving to Seattle?
Oh, yeah. I love Seattle, like, and I want to end up there because the music scene's always been huge in Seattle, right?
I've heard that, yeah.
And I really want to expand my career there. But so my next album, The Destination, is got the background of Seattle, you know, and like,
it's cool.
That's where I want
to
end up.
I went to one party in Seattle a couple of years ago, and it was lit.
Yeah, like Seattle's so the Emerald City.
Really good vibe.
Yeah. I am a sports fan too. I don't know if you like sports. I love sports.
Not really.
Oh man, I'm such.
I love that you love it though.
I'm a sports nerd.
What kind of sports?
So I follow NFL, MLB, Major League Soccer, and NASCAR. I mean, I follow so many sports, dude. I'm a Joey Logano fan. I love golf. I have my own golf clubs and everything. I've been golfing since I was like 8.
Never play golf. I want to go.
Golf is so
play.
Fun. Golf is so fun. It's
Oh, let's go, dude.
Yeah, we could hook that
it's
up
a date.
For sure.
It's a mandate.
Yep, we'll set that up.
I grew up on college football.
Okay.
In the Southeast.
Yeah,
from
Alabama
originally.
Okay.
So it was Auburn, Alabama.
Football's big. I'm a Michigan fan. Like, when it comes to college, Michigan's had so many good running backs like that have come. Like, I fell in love with Michigan because of Seattle, because Seattle always drafted Michigan players. So.
Yeah.
I like the NBA too. I'm a Jazz fan, but
okay.
They are getting some draft picks this year that they need because they suck so bad this year, dude. All right, name your top most influential artists. Do you have like three you could name that are like huge to you?
Yeah. I'm a really big hip hop fan.
Okay. Like, hell yeah.
That's like, I love hip hop and rap music and just like the community around that.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen 150 Proof yet?
No.
He was at the grand opening of
Jam.
And right, he was pretty fucking good.
Okay.
Yeah, he did like kind of hip hop rap.
Yeah. All right. I'll check that out. I'd say yeah. So, just immediately artists that stand out to me, and especially like rap artists who make it completely independent from the bottom up, you know.
Oh yeah.
Would be Gucci Mane and Toby Wigwee.
Oh. So like, I haven't heard that name in a while. Holy
cow. Yeah, man, wow. Gucci Mane, I'm a huge dude, like lifelong fan of Gucci. Yeah. All right. Yeah, and it's like he's not only he just has like a really good like brand and he's a very talented artist, but he like made it from the gutter. He was completely independent, straight off of music.
Yeah.
You know? And then I think James Hype was like one of the first DJs that I discovered, you know, when I kind of started getting into this. And I was like, wow, what a DJ like that. So I'd say those are my top three for sure.
Crazy. Yeah, so mine, if I had to pick three, AC/DC is my number one. If it wasn't for AC/DC, I would have never picked up a guitar.
Classic,
like, brother. You know that?
Nice.
Yeah. Like, I would never be playing instruments without them. Like, because as we talked about earlier, I grew up in a Mormon family. Mm. And so that culture of like rock and just being free was so frowned upon. Like, you have to walk the straight and narrow. Don't do anything bad, you know, follow the Lord. You know?
Totally.
And so we were camping and I was like 8 or so. And this song came on the radio. Back in Black comes on the radio. And I'm like, what is this? Like, I'd never heard anything like it. And I was hooked. I fell in love with classic rock. And I just started just everything. My dad, this is going to age me, but like, my dad had this case. And I opened it up and it's just full of cassette tapes. Mm. Cassette tapes galore. And I'm going through them all. We had this giant cassette player in the garage. And that's actually what I started recording music on, was this cassette player. Because I could play from... I would record from the left side into the right side. So I would record vocals, then record it onto this side with the drums overlapped, and I would have to switch these tapes out to create a final track. Okay. Very old school, but that's what I grew up with, like, initially messing around with, like, music.
Yeah.
And then from that, you know, started playing guitar, piano. I grew up in a musical family. Like, my grandma played piano, and so... I would always go to these old Western country shows and they'd be playing, you know, instruments and stuff. And I was immediately hooked. I just loved music. There was always something about it. And so, like, now I've picked up so many different instruments. I play a Celtic flute. Incredible. I play harmonica. I can play the accordion, the drums, the piano, guitar. You know, it's just...
Wow.
Yeah. You know, anything I can get my hands on, I want to mess with. And then... I fell in love with this. So, you know, this
totally is, different kind of instrument.
It's such a different instrument because you can do so much with it.
Yeah.
And it just, well, and in VR, like, VR was so crazy because it was like, I'll never forget it. It was the 4th of July and I jumped in VR. And this is about the time they started implementing these basically digital screens where you could post a YouTube link. And it would play the YouTube in the VR, like in a screen in VR, right? In the world you were in. And they started coming up with these video players, and then they started getting more advanced. And this is when DJs could live stream from something like Twitch to that video player. So it opened up that whole door of like DJs can now DJ in VR live. And it was crazy. So 4th of July, I put my headset on and I go into this like rave world essentially. And I'd never been to a virtual rave like this. And I see the DJ up there and I was hooked. I was like, what? He's live right now? I could not believe that he was live on screen. I was like,
yeah, that's pretty dope. You know? You gotta show me this.
Yeah, it's insane. I'll show you right
now. It's really,
like,
it's really grown.
It's huge. It's so huge.
think that's how like a lot of big artists during COVID kind of.
Yeah. So kept Muzz, up. You know Muzz?
No.
No, you don't. So Muzz is a DJ that started in VR. Well, not kind of. He did IRL shows too, but he also blew up that whole scene. Like he was one of the biggest like leaders of the VR scene. It was crazy.
Interesting.
I kind of followed in his footsteps, and like going from VR, there's so many. I mean, I can name you. I have a whole server. You know what Discord is?
Yeah.
So I have just Discord servers, just hundreds of them of just clubs. I'll actually show you right now.
It's a Jigsaw. So you're actually getting IRL DJs going into there.
Yeah.
And it's all volunteer. They're literally just doing it for fun. And there's like, we know one named Jigsaw. Okay. DJ Jigsaw.
So these are all clubs in VR.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Party Hub. This is a group that somebody made that put all of them in.
That's
here.
Only partial.
This is only
them.
Partial.
Yeah, that's probably like six times larger.
Look at all these clubs. These are all clubs in VR. All with, I don't know, like 200 to 500 members each. Yeah,
and then there's some like Drunken Stupid who I've worked for.
Yeah.
They were starting to push 1,000.
1,000 members in their Discord, yeah.
I think we were starting to push that, yeah.
It's crazy. It's just, it's blown
so
up.
Fucking
so
man.
Crazy. Because, well, and a lot of it was COVID. When COVID hit,
yeah.
Like COVID messed everybody up. So everybody was inside doing nothing. And then it kind of just blossomed from there. But
and okay. Actually, there's some like actual big fucking VR raves where there's like over 10,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah. They're hard to host though, because you have to have separate.
Yeah,
so
you have to have like money.
The way
back.
It works.
It's
got to
be
works,
a different feeling though.
It's
you
so
know?
Crazy. It's, like, so the way it works is like you can pack like 80 people into one room basically virtually, and then you have to open up a second room for more people to fill.
Yeah.
So because the servers.
Some of them have holograms, so you can still see the DJ if you're in a different room.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts.
The biggest one actually just happened recently, and weirdly enough, it comes from the furry community. And I think Ferali put in like, was it like 13,000 to 15,000 people?
Yeah, over the 3 days. How many days?
Insane.
3 days? I think it was 3 nights they had.
No, it's 5 nights in total.
5 nights. Yeah, so I actually ended up, so from doing, you know, doing all these virtual events, I actually, for my birthday a couple years ago, was it last year? I can't remember.
Gear Fest. It was January.
Yeah. So back in January, the end of January, my birthday, I held a 3-day virtual festival called Gear Fest. And it was so dope. We raised money for charity. And,
nice.
It's, you know, you just stream on Twitch with all your friends. It's just posted in the world.
Yeah.
And then they can follow the links and donate. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How much did you get for that charity?
Like 1,500 something. It wasn't a lot, but for VR, yeah. I was like, yeah.
It got you the call from the CEO.
Yeah, the CEO called me. He's like, hey, that's pretty cool. Wanted to know a little bit about how the event worked and everything. You know, and he's like, wait, so it's all virtual? It's so crazy to people that have never done virtual stuff to explain
it. Yeah, I've never
it to
done
him.
It.
Yeah, to explain it to them. They're just
very
mind-blown.
Intrigued, though.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It sounds fucking strange.
It just sounds
at times,
it
too.
Sounds strange just standing in your living room but being at a rave.
Yeah.
And you can customize yourself.
We'll show
so you
after
look
this.
Like anything.
Yeah, we'll show you after this podcast what it's
yeah,
like.
I'll show
it's
you.
Insane.
Can you talk to people?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
yeah.
talk to them.
Yeah,
you can interact
you can
with them.
Interact, so
like you can literally reach over and pick up their hair.
Yeah, nope. They've got grabbable
with consent.
Now. Yes.
Yeah, there is. You can actually talk to a roster, but people can't do it.
All right.
It's insane. We'll show you after. But yeah, I mean, that's where I started. But music is completely like, I've put so much time into it, you know,
yeah.
At this point,
party,
most of my life.
Right now.
Have to.
Like, I, you know, meeting
probably,
you and seeing,
probably.
Like, well, and just the community, the rave scene, you know, let's talk about that. Like, describe it, bro. Like, I can't.
Just life changing for a lot of people. It's church for us, you
yeah.
know. From the outside looking in to you know someone that's not within that, kind of just looks like a bunch of drug addicts getting
yeah.
weird together. Which is not wrong.
It's not wrong.
But it's more than that, you know? And it's like, I love to party sober a lot. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's not about going out and doing the drugs, you know, and there's nothing wrong with doing it as long as there's intention behind it. Right. But this is church for us. This is where we come and we can be like our authentic selves and be self-expressive and it just kind of share and spread love with everyone. And it's just a super special community.
Yeah.
It's life-changing.
It is life-changing. I think, I don't know, like I said, coming from a Mormon family, I think that perspective, like raves, my mom's like, aren't raves illegal? Aren't raves bad?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? God, like, the first time I did mushrooms, well, here's the other thing. So I'm a psychonaut. I love visiting the other realms of, like, reality, if you will. And, like, the first time I did mushrooms, it seemed like the other side, if you will. It was eye-opening. I was like, this is, I don't know, it showed me, number one, like, people, there's value in people. Like, a human soul has so much value. You know, it taught me the importance of humans. And, like, we're all in this weird flux of humanity, you know? We just gotta chill out and love each other.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it was just life-changing to me. And then from that, I realized, like, we don't know anything. We don't know anything. Like, nobody, any religion, and we were talking about this earlier before, like, I don't believe that any religion that requires money to, you know, for you to practice a religion, I don't believe in that.
Sure.
I think you should just be able to be yourself and follow what you believe and your beliefs is sacred to you, you know? And you should never enforce, you know, like, that's why I hated, like, Mormonism was everybody else was a bad person.
Totally.
Anybody that had tattoos or smoked or anything, they were bad, you know.
But. Yeah, I grew up with, you know, pretty religious, but I think I figured it out early on. I grew up in the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Southeast, you know.
Yeah. Tell us about that. But, like, what was that like?
I didn't like it much.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I grew up in Alabama, so I love my family. I'm very, very supportive, very loving. So grew up, you know, like, very happy kid. I don't know. It's just kind of, you know, you grow up there, and something needed to change. I joined the Army when I was 20, and that was pretty much my whole 20s.
Yeah.
And I always kind of knew that music would eventually find me somehow, some way.
Yeah.
And then finally hit 30 years old and it happened. It's like my 30th birthday present from the universe.
Yeah, that's crazy. So,
yeah, pretty cool.
Music, man. It's life-changing. And, like,
yeah.
Oh, man, I talk about it all the time. Like, why do I continue to do what I do? I love it. You know, and I've had this dream in my mind forever of just lifting people up from what I do. You know, like, lifting everybody's energy and just giving everyone that freedom. You know, that freedom of just peace amongst music and just having a good time. Just
keep lifting, doing it. You're doing
it. You know?
Just put that energy out there.
Yeah. You know? Oh, that's how we receive that, man. Totally. Just 100%. Well,
that reminds me. Something I've seen a little lately I think is kind of cool. I've seen an older generation, like the people in their 40s, 50s, discovering DJing and actually getting into it, like Grizz Dog.
Mm-hmm.
He's freaking, I think he said his 51st birthday is coming up soon. He said he's going to feel old. That man is literally a legend at DJing in the virtual
world.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
He even DJs IRL, too. Okay. And then we just fucking randomly hit up Melk Plus just for shits and giggles because we heard house music.
Oh, yeah.
And it was this, like, lady in her 40s.
Yeah.
And just casual shorts and a t-shirt. Like, straight up normie mom.
Oh, I wanted to.
Just fucking
mom.
Tearing it down as best as she could out back. And I was like, you know what?
Cool, hell yeah.
You go. You live your best life.
My good friend Susie.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about Susie. I see her on your stories all the time.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, total mom.
Yeah.
But badass DJ. Knows how to party proper.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
And just, yeah, she has the best snacks. Love you, Susie. Yeah, Susie's amazing. I have a, we have a pretty solid group of friends and DJs, yeah. And we love playing together. We love doing events together. Yeah.
Yeah, I see it all the time, and I love that energy, dude. So, yeah. How important is your style?
Oh, man, I think it's very on brand with my brand.
Put the shades down, dude. Show us what you're doing, man. I love hearts. That.
So the hearts came from my last name is actually Redfoot. It's not just a nickname. Mm. And I've always appreciated my last name and the story behind it. And so when I was looking for a logo, just had the idea of doing the two O's as hearts. So,
and then it just stuck?
Stuck, you know, yeah. And then I was like, I've been wearing these glasses for fucking years. I have like 5 different pairs of the same ones.
No, okay.
And I just keep them stocked.
That's awesome. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man, brand's very important.
Yeah, style is so important. Like, my style is kind of, man, when I started, I was in like an Assassin's Creed outfit, like, you know, like trying to figure out what I wanted to look like.
Great game.
Oh, it's, bro, I am such a fan, like, Black Flag, like, all of them.
Oh, sick.
Like, I'm such a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Syndicate's my favorite, though. I love Syndicate. Yeah, oh, okay, that's the other question I was going to ask. You like video games?
A little bit.
Okay.
I'm not good at them.
Really?
Yeah, no, but, I mean, I get down on some Call of Duty and some GTA here and there. Yeah.
There you go.
I feel like it's hard for me to do anything. If I'm in my studio, like, I want to be doing music things
right.
The whole time. I just get in that mindset, so it's hard for me to switch and be like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, play some video games for a couple hours. Because I know if I get stuck in that loop, it's like,
Well, you know, and I'll play for an hour and a half with my friend. Because I really only play one game now. League.
Yeah.
I play League of Legends, and that's it. You know, I don't play... I have all these games, but I stare at them and I'm like, I don't even, the hours I spent as a kid playing video games, oh my God, you know, like I wasted so much time.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean.
And like,
I don't have a lot of time to waste.
Yeah, yeah, and I like realizing that now, I'm like,
it's okay games when you're a kid.
You know, games are fun.
There's nothing wrong with them.
Like you can pull out, like I have an NES, at my, the old, the OG at my house, but you know, I pull that out and play it occasionally.
It's more of a wintertime thing for me.
Yeah, right? In the house, just enjoying.
Yeah, when the sun goes down at 12 o'clock.
There you go. But yeah, so like realizing how much time I wasted with video games, and then I've just been, like today I finished 4 songs. I finished 4 songs in one day, dude. I'm just on a roll right now, and the energy's... And Skrillex, I got to talk about Skrillex, because Skrillex is one of my biggest inspirations as a DJ. Because growing up, like middle school was where I started getting into the electronic scene, right? I fell in love with Skrillex, Deadmau5, who else? Skrillex and Deadmau5 were probably my main two.
Yeah.
Like, did you say up. Ghost? Or something, was it Ghost?
No. Mm. No. I saw Ghost live. We talked about that.
But, oh yeah, we talked about that.
Awesome. Iron Maiden. Yeah, I love Iron Maiden too. But yeah, so getting into like the EDM scene was a little weird. Eyes on Fire, you know that song? That was huge when I was coming up, man. And it, like, so I kind of had an ear for that, but I had an ear for all kinds of different types of music, you know. I listen to anything except modern country.
Too. Same.
I hate
right there with you.
I can't modern country so bad. It's all bad. The same. It's all the same.
It's so fucking depressing. Clap tracks.
Yeah.
Depressing.
Yeah. And it's like, it's just so
yeah.
You know, I've always kind of had an ear for a little bit of everything, but like hooked on EDM, like I said, when COVID hit, I really didn't have much to do, so I started DJing and getting into like figuring out how to even do it. And then my EDM library went fucking crazy.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, my library's huge.
Yes. Yeah, same. Yeah, it's pretty big. I think I discovered EDM in 2012 in Afghanistan.
Mm.
Yeah, I was deployed there. I think one of the first songs I ever heard was... it was by Adventure Club.
Oh.
You know Adventure Club? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, wow, what is this? Right. And I was like a gym rat, too, at the time. So it was, yeah, like, really fun to work out, right, to. And that was my introduction in. And I was like, whoa. Then discovered house music.
Oh, house is so fun. House is so just...
I'm a house head.
I love house. I love house. I play bass house. I love EDM. Primarily bass house is my shit.
Yes, like, sir.
I'm working on a bass house album, yes, right now.
Okay. Like, collab.
Yes, 100%. I'm down. I actually have... So
I sent you some stems.
Yeah. 100%. We're getting shit rolling, dude.
Yeah. To the moon.
It's so... Bass house is so fun. So I recently released Reflecting Realities, which will also be on the new album, but as a single. And it's so fun to, like... I don't know, just all of my thoughts that I can write out on paper. I'm like, this is the lyrics I want for this. And then I go in and just edit everything, spend hours. Like, my old roommate was a sound engineer, so he taught me how to do all the EQ and kind of how to master everything. So I'll go through and master it to the way I like. And then I have a couple tests I'll do. I'll do the earbud test.
Yeah.
I'll do the car test and then the phone speaker test. It has to pass three. To pass all three tests in order for it to go live. Yep. So.
Yep. 100%. Those are important.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. AirPods.
Yep. Everything. You got to pass those three tests.
Studio headphones. Yeah.
It's kind of how I gauge my music. But so like you like making house? Like, what are you working on? Like, style?
Yeah. You know, I'm still trying to find my like exact kind of sound. Like, oh, like that's right. But,
yeah. When you released Pop the Molly, bro, I was like,
That's where I'm at now, into this kind of just like this heavy bass driven. Yeah. You know, I don't really know what genre it's very bass housey.
Yeah,
you know,
bass house, just heavy. Yeah,
that's kind of, I'm really just enjoying laying stuff like that down. But you know, I've also been super getting into more of my own sound design, more and more, and that's becoming really cool. We have some really good unreleased stuff in the works.
Hell yeah!
One of them featuring my boy Dylan.
Dylan,
cheers, Dylan.
Cheers, Dylan.
He might be in the bathroom doing whippets.
Don't worry about it. Nothing's going on.
Calling him out.
Thank you for being here, dude. Yeah, this is so fun. Yeah. So, speaking about genres, I love wobble. Like, wobble is fun. I like rhythm. Rhythm is one of my second favorite. Like, if I had to go into a different genre, rhythm would 100%. I just, like, Thoughts in Mind, my last EP.
Country rhythm.
My whole body just cringed. Forte. Tensed up.
You heard that?
Yeah.
Dude, wow. That shit's...
There is, okay, so I will admit, there are some absolute bangers when it comes to some country rhythm that you're like...
Dude, I just want to see it live. I just want to see the reaction from everyone live.
What the heck? It's crazy.
Looks wild.
Yeah, no, I love rhythm, wobble. Trance is a one I'm not a big fan of. I'll play if I have to. Like, if they are like, hey, we're doing a trance event, I'm like, I got some in my library. But
it's a hard one for me to make it into as well.
Yeah.
Trance and side trance. There is some type of trance that I like.
I don't like tear out either. I don't like that fast.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Not a fan of that. Like,
sure.
I want a vibe. I want to dance. That's why I love house.
My buddy Minds Matter, he has some really good side trance. Mm-hmm. Check him out.
He's good. All right. My biggest one that I'm actually a fan of is actually Moonbatin.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
It's a little out there. It's not very, popular, but
yeah,
it has a Hispanic origin.
Cool.
Mm.
But it comes from reggaeton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Reggae. I love reggae. Man, I watched a whole documentary on Bob Marley. It's actually free on YouTube if you guys want to check it out.
That's
a whole documentary on Bob Marley and his whole, like, just where he grew up to how he fell in love with music, to recording. Like,
yeah, I love those stories.
It's such a crazy thing to see. And, like, I love documentaries about music. Time watching.
That's the big thing when I found Moonbatin, is it got me into reggaeton.
Mm.
And then it got me into reggae. And I fucking love reggae.
Yeah.
It's let me pause that. Okay. Well, our audio's good. I just checked it. we got people watching. What's up, everybody? I just put myself in the chat there. Cheers, ladies and gentlemen. We are once again here with Redfoot. This is such a vibe, dude. This is crazy how the universe just puts people in certain spots, man. That's wild.
Yeah.
But like I said, just working on new stuff. Got four tracks done and like my last album. So each album I've done. So when I first started making music, my first stuff was rap. So my first three albums were rap albums. I loved.
Yes.
I grew up with Eminem, Dre, Biggie, Tupac. All of that was like.
Me too.
I loved it. You know, it was so expressive.
Yep. Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's a beautiful art.
It's like, so expressive.
Wow. And
not only that, but like I was fell in love with the rhythm of it, the timing, the timing. That's what taught me timing, like was rap. You have to be on time. Yeah. You got to be on beat. Mm. And so I started messing. My first album was horrible. It was dog shit, you know. But then the album after that got a little better. And then the third album, the last one I did, was the best out of the ones that I'd done. And it was like each of them was a little different story of where I was at in my life. You know, and that's the way I started culminating my music. That's a big word. I started every album was a portion of my life, like where I was at the time. And I could listen back to it and be like, whoa, you know, like this is where I was at. And so I started with rap. Then the next album I did was folk rock. I loved folk rock. So Sounds of Magic was an album that I did that was like all folk rock. It had my guitar, my Celtic flute, my accordion, harmonica, everything I could throw at it, you know. And I fell in love with Celtic music. This was a big thing, like my whole like shift of music taste. I fell in love with Celtic music and the Nordic, like that's why I love like, what's his name? I can't think of his name right now. Ah, he's got a big hit.
It happens.
I'll look it up in a minute, but I fell in love with that sound and that fantasy, man. I fell in love with fantasy in a way, like the music of fantasy and fantasy is just dreaming. Dreaming was such like fun, and I've never let it go. I still don't let it go. Sure. You're probably the same way. Like, sure. It is how you express yourself.
Oh, 100%. That and clothes.
Yes. Yeah, clothes, 100%.
Clothes are important.
My style, so I was going to talk a little bit about that, how I kind of found what I wanted to look like, you know, because for me as a DJ I wanted to stand out, like everybody like DJs have a style, and Daft Punk, that was the other one I was trying to think of earlier. Okay. Daft Punk was a big inspiration because of the Tron movie. Tron Legacy came out. That soundtrack was so good. It was so good. Yep. And I fell in love with that sound. And then, you know, inspired by them and like Marshmallow. These guys that all wear these, you know, big dead mouse, these big helmets. And I'm like, I want to stand out. If I'm a DJ, I want to look good. And I want to stand out.
That's all part of the brand.
Yeah, it's all part of the brand. You want to be unique. And so I like, you know, had this idea of like what I wanted to be a musical wizard. You know, so I kind of started putting pieces together. And I saw this mask on Etsy, and I was like, that's perfect. I'm gonna have that custom made for me, just the way I want it. And it was sent to me. And then the seller, like, since then has not. Like they disappeared off Etsy, so I've only got the only mask I've got is the mask I've got, you know. Cool. And then I got these robes that look, they've got gold trim on it. It looks really cool. I've got the undershirt, you know, and it like the style started coming together. And then once I had it set, I was like, this is it. This is like, so when Gear Fest happened, I had the whole outfit and I was like, this is who I am. And it felt so good to finally just be me, you know. Yeah. And so that's kind of where my style started. I was like, this is who I am. And then when I switched over my YouTube channel, just the start of this month, to be DJ Gearbolt, because it used to be Gearbolt Gaming. I used to do gaming videos and all of that.
Okay.
I switched everything over to DJ Gearbolt and was like, I made a video saying, this is who I am. This is who I've always wanted to be. And after that video was out, it was like the weight was lifted off my shoulders. I was like, oh. This is what I've been after. You know, this is me. It was so fun.
It's beautiful.
And here we are today, man, talking to fucking Redfoot.
We're here. Yeah, crazy. Man, self-expression is a very important thing to have, you know?
Yeah.
Be able to do. It's very important.
Yeah, I've seen you, like, you today, actually. You were, like, shopping and stuff. Stuff on. Tell us about your day. How was your day today?
What did you do? It was a great day. I drove up from Moab with a couple buddies and my dog. Dog's with a friend right now, but yeah, it was cool. Lost my entire headlight somehow. I don't know. Yes. Dude, my entire headlight is just gone. I don't know.
You just fucking rolls up. I'm kind of
worried about driving at night now.
Yeah? Really? I mean, so he pulled up at the whole, like, front assembly and Moon's pointed out first.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't have a clue. I couldn't tell
I'm
you.
I'm like, okay.
Just gone.
This isn't what I expected.
Nope. Me either. We'll figure it out, though.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyway. They had a deer fucking a while ago in a fucking headlight. Just
it's crazy the whole front assembly.
It just deleted
gone.
Itself.
What the fuck,
I don't know, man. I guess I just had enough.
let's talk about ink. I see you tatted up. What
a
you got?
A little bit. Not much. These all I got in Thailand. Is it hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil?
Yeah.
And this was done with bamboo. I was born in the year of the dragon.
That's awesome.
So, got a dragon. And then that's just a sakyant. And then this one's, like, pretty important. This is the DMT molecule.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of like a story of my just explorations.
Yes. I get it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm one of those few that understand.
Changed
exactly
my life. Changed
exactly
my life.
What you're talking about, man.
Yeah, man. It was that one first DMT trip that, you know, was kind of like, all right, you need to get out of the Southeast.
Yes. It wakes you up. You wake up to realize...
Yeah.
There's so much more to this.
A lot more open-mindedness. And, yeah.
Yeah, there's so much more to being a human.
Yeah.
That's what acid did for me. The first time I took acid back in New York, I was like, wow.
Yeah, yeah, right?
These people here fucking suck.
Yeah. Yeah, so, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Acid, the first time I did acid terrified me, but after that I had a blast with it. I had, like, explored, like, my whole... different universes and opening my mind to seeing the way the world worked and just it's crazy that the whole journey of life. But I was like I said, there's so much more to this.
Yeah, totally.
But
yes, there is. But we're here and we're enjoying it.
Exactly, every minute of every day. Yeah. Okay, so plug what you got going on. What you got going on in your life.
Let me see. What do we have coming up? Let's see. Okay, so I'm opening for Red Giant Project, direct support at Soundwell Syndicate event. And Red Giant Project is amazing. Look it up. Yeah, they're really good. You'll
Red Giant Project.
Red Giant Project. Whoa!
Nicotine's being thrown at us.
Fire.
Shots fired. That's not what I meant.
I
would just like
that's gonna be August 5th at Soundwell.
August 5th,
right. Yeah, Red Giant Project. Also, my buddy, Simply B will be opening. After that, we have a couple things. We actually have a private event going on later this month in Moab.
Yep, excited for that one.
So, yeah,
very excited.
That's happening.
God, it's been like 2 years.
You have to receive an invite, so hit me up.
Get
sort it out.
Yep.
After that, we have...
That fucker was thick, too.
We have Unison Festival.
Oh, really?
August 7th.
Oh, dope.
So we're actually sponsoring my company, Redfoot Productions, which does silent discos. We're sponsoring the festival or the silent disco.
That's awesome. I love silent disco.
Yeah.
That's
so good.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that. Come out.
This is my partner, Scott. The silent disco partner. Yeah.
That's awesome. Silent disco is so crazy. I'm not mistaken. Everybody just has headphones and they're listening to their own stuff, right? Or is it all?
Well, you get like they have three different channels.
Oh, really?
So one transmitter works for one channel. So we have three different transmitters. So you could have three different DJs going.
Holy
and then you can just
Really?
Right.
What the fuck?
See, we're all mind blown.
What if people want to talk?
You can just take them off and talk.
Really?
So a lot of silent discos you go to, it'll just be silent. if you take the headsets off. But at our shows, we like to have some monitor speakers going.
Okay, cool.
And they're just kind of on low, you know?
Yeah.
So you can still hear it, which, I don't know, I think if it's totally silent, it's kind of, like, weird.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah. You know, because it's good to be able to, like, get out of the music, still have a little bit of it in the background,
yeah,
have a conversation.
That's so crazy. Okay.
That's how a lot of cool, man. Cool. A lot of the virtual clubs are set up.
We do silent discos every third Thursday.
Okay.
In Moab.
Dope.
Every third Thursday of the month.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I saw you doing something at IKEA too. What the hell was that?
Yeah, we did a little silent disco in IKEA.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Was that just a random pop-up? You just ran in there and did it?
Well, no, it was like just planned for a while.
Oh, okay.
But it was during Pride Week. And so, yeah, they just hired us to come in and, like, you know, put a DJ on. Susie DJ'd it.
That would have been funny as hell if you just ran in there randomly. Just.
But we also had, like, speaker stacks for that one as well. Yeah. So it was bumping, but you could get headset and just go romp around the entire store of IKEA with, like, headphones on. We went before, like, weeks before and tested it out in there. That's super fun.
That's so cool.
We have another special one coming up, too, that's never been done. It'll be a first, but I can't speak on that right now. It's
going to
be
works.
Pretty epic, though.
That's cool.
Here in Salt Lake.
Well, Redfoot, thank you for being here, man. This has been an absolute honor. Ladies and gentlemen, please follow Redfoot. You want to plug your socials?
Yeah.
Redfoot_music, Instagram, just Redfoot on Facebook, and Redfoot on SoundCloud and Spotify and all that.
Cool.
Jazz.
Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah, man.
Everybody that was here, thank you for watching. Stay awesome. Stay safe. Rock on. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Hey.